This is Wisconsin Public Radio on NPR One.
The coronavirus pandemic has caused supply chain issues across the food industry, from restaurants and grocery stores to meatpacking plants. And producers who rely on farmers markets or other local sales are no different. Hope Kerwin has more on how these farmers have been affected by the pandemic and if this year's changes will have a lasting effect on local food.
At the Cameron Park Farmers Market in La Crosse, Bo Zhang and her mother Kia have tables full of fresh tomatoes, bok choy, and other produce.
We used to have about 64 to 70 items. During high season, yes, we do have 70 items. But this year, we probably have about half of that.
Zhang says her family decided to downsize their garden at the start of the season because of the uncertainty around how COVID-19 would impact farmers markets. And she says they have lost demand this summer, making about 30% fewer sales than usual.
The first 2 weeks, we had probably like 10 customers each week. The traffic was really, really light. And then it took about a month and a half for people to start realizing that the market is open.
Farmers markets across the state have had to make changes to the way they operate because of COVID-19, especially in urban areas, according to Kristen Krokowski, director of the Wisconsin Farmers Market Association. She says many markets have added precautions like requiring masks or limiting the number of customers at each booth.
That kind of slows things down. Some customers get frustrated by that. They don't want to have to wait. They want to kind of come and get their stuff and go.
Krokowski says sales are down for most vendors in the state, but not catastrophically. She says how well producers are faring largely depends on how profitable they were before COVID-19. Bo Zhang says her family is still figuring out how this season will affect their ability to plant next year. And she says most of the farmers at the market are in a similar situation.
Honestly, I think we might see probably a decline in probably vendors next year. I'm not certain about that, but it has been the sign, and probably less produce as well.
But the pandemic hasn't been all bad for local food producers. Chuck Anderis from the Midwest Organic and Sustainable Education Service says farmers offering community-supported agriculture, or CSA, shares saw interest skyrocket this spring thanks to shortages at grocery stores.
I know some that really expanded the amount of shares they offer and sold out really quickly. I was trying to help some of my friends find CSAs and, you know, had to go down the list of several farms.
He says farmers also invested in setting up online stores and expanding delivery options to keep up with the changing demand. But Andera says many producers are worried about how they'll retain customers once supply chains return to normal, especially vegetable CSAs, which had been seeing a decline in interest for years.
The concern is that people that are new to CSA may not continue with it next season. So, yeah, trying to help people along and understand what to do with some of the veggies that they're maybe not used to, like kohlrabi or fennel.
Peter Allen owns Mastodon Valley Farm in Viola and offers a meat CSA from his grass-fed and pastured livestock. He sold at least 25% more shares this year than he did in 2019.
We could have gone up more if there had been more openings in local slaughterhouses.
He says his usual processors were booked up when large meatpacking plants started shutting down due to COVID-19 outbreaks. Allen's hopeful that his new customers will stick around when the pandemic ends, mainly because the monthly subscription-based model he offers is how a growing number of consumers want to shop.
We're going to have to evolve more efficient local food systems that, you know, sort of unfortunately in a way cater to people's expectations for sort of on-demand one-click shopping.
He says having food dropped off at your door is simply more desirable to customers now, whether or not there's a global pandemic. Hope Kerwin, Wisconsin Public Radio.